The following is a public hall program given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on August 30th, 2014, in Timișoara, Romania.
Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jatha Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Vagana Tanvitam Tam Sujivam Sadaitam Savadutam Bharijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Yadesha Tarine. So, I would like to introduce you all to some wonderful thing. Actually, I should not say some wonderful thing. I should say the most wonderful thing that you will find anywhere in the whole universe. This is a process which connects you back with your true self. At the present moment, you are suffering unnecessarily because you are not connected with your true self. At the present moment, you are misidentifying yourself with a lump of blood and flesh. But that lump of blood and flesh is not you. We call that lump of blood and flesh the material body. That material body is temporary. It's full of ignorance. It's full of misery. But do you think that's your position, to be full of ignorance and misery? Your constitutional position is to be eternal, full of bliss, and full of knowledge. So I have traveled here today all the way from Texas to teach you wonderful people here in Timișoara, Romania, how to be who you really are, not what your parents taught you to be, not what your teachers taught you to be, not what your government leaders taught you to be, but how to be who you actually are. This science is called Krishna consciousness. It is a science taught by all the great teachers throughout history.
Este o știință care este prezentată de către toți marii învățători din istorie.
in previous ages, they would do yogic exercises. Or they would perform great sacrificial ceremonies. Or they would do elaborate deity worship to achieve this divine enlightened state of consciousness. But in this age, such practices are not practical. In this age, the most munificent of all incarnations of God Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given a process which is very, very easy. We could say self-realization for dummies. All you have to do is chant the holy names. And I'll show you how we do it. I will lead, and then you all can come in as a chorus and repeat just what I sing to you. Here's the mantra right here. Just sing along with these words. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Very good. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, is the Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
That's called a transcendental airplane ride. The airplane in Sanskrit is called Vimana. So this is called Mantra Vimana. A mantra airplane. There are two things that happen when you take off on an airplane. One thing is you get elevated beyond all the nasty weather on the ground. And the other thing is that you achieve a destination. So this airplane is the same as that. When you take off on this airplane, Hare Krishna, Mantra Vimana, you become free from all the miseries of material existence. And you're carried back to another realm. Another abode. Another world. Another dimension. Another place. Which is not at all foreign to you. Actually, when you get to that place, you will see that this place was foreign. This material world is a foreign country. We are natives of another world. That is our native country. But we've been stranded here in this foreign country, the material world, for so long we think that it's our natural habitat. But factually, this material world is not our natural habitat. If a fish is out of the water, is that its natural place to be? Can the fish be happy when he's on the land? No, it is not possible. The fish cannot be happy on the land. The fish can only be happy when he is back in the water. So this mantra will get you back into the water, Mr. Fish. You are not a creature of this material world. You are a creature of the spiritual transcendental world. You've been trapped here for millions of births. Have you heard of reincarnation? Well, it's a fact. You've been reincarnating in this material world for millions and millions of births. Sometimes you're a king. Sometimes you're a beggar. Sometimes you're a general. Sometimes you're a rock star. Sometimes you're a caterpillar. Sometimes you're a worm. Sometimes you're a dog. Sometimes you're a cat. But this has nothing to do with us. You see, these are just, it's like in a drama, you put on different costumes. That's actually, Shakespeare said that. He said, life is but a stage. So in each act of this drama, you put on a different costume. But actually, you have an identity outside of the theater of this material existence. When the curtain finally ends and it's time to go home, to your real identity, where will you go? What will you identify with? Your present identity is only temporary. When this body is finished, your present ID, your present passport, it'll be useless. You get a whole new identity. And this has been going on for millions and millions of lifetimes. So why not come back to your original identity that you never have to change? Why not come back to your original eternal identity? Which is that you are the eternal servant of God. Some people say God does not exist. They say that everything comes out of nothing. But I ask you, is that a scientific theory? Everything comes out of nothing? Show me one scientist who can do that, who can get something out of nothing. This atheistic philosophy that something comes out of nothing is not science, it's dogma. The fact is that everything comes from something. Which comes from something? Which comes from something? Which comes from something? Etc., etc., etc. Until you finally get to that original substance from which everything has come. And that is God. So reality is substantial. It's not insubstantial, as the atheists claim. Everywhere we see substance. This table has substance. You see? Everything has substance. Reality, since everything has substance, reality itself must have substance. Atheism says, even though everything has substance, the reality itself has no substance.
Filozofia ateistă spune că deși totul are substanță, realitatea în sine nu este o
substanță. That is not logical.
Aceasta nu este logic.
That is not scientific.
Aceasta nu este științific.
That isn't even sane.
Aceasta este chiar destul de nebunesc.
In fact, this atheistic idea that reality has no substance is blatantly insane.
De fapt, această teorie ateistă că totul provine din nimic este pur și simplu o nebunie.
We have to hear from people who speak with sanity. Would you want to have an insane person as your spiritual guide? Would you want to be trained by a person who is insane? You have to hear and learn from those persons who are sane, you see. If you're a student of the crazy, you'll be crazy. And if you're a student of an enlightened teacher, you'll become enlightened. Therefore, the Vedic scriptures instruct. Tad vigadartam sagarum eva bigatshat. If you want to know that absolute truth, you must seek out a bona fide spiritual master. What does bona fide mean? He's not crazy. He's a sane man who speaks according to bona fide scientific principles. So I was very fortunate to find such a teacher. I was very fortunate to find such a bona fide spiritual master. Even though I had been trained by crazy people, no offense to my parents, but they were crazy in the spiritual sense. My parents were crazy. My teachers are crazy. My government leaders were crazy. Therefore, what was I? I was crazy. And I was miserable being a crazy boy, you see. Crazy fellow. But I knew there was something beyond the madness. I knew that there had to be something beautiful and wonderful beyond all this craziness. And I went on a quest to find that beautiful, wonderful thing beyond all the craziness. It started in my freshman year of college. In the fall of 1965, I began my quest. But by the spring of 1971, my quest had yielded the most wonderful fruit. I found a bona fide spiritual master. Those years of searching were very intense. It was a very turbulent time in the USA also. The government called me up. They wanted me to go fight in Vietnam as a soldier and kill people. But I refused to go. It was a very turbulent time. But I finally found a wonderful, wonderful, enlightened spiritual master. His divine grace, Om Vishnu Pad, Paramahamsa, Parivajakacharya, Astatarasata Shishimad, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta, Tridandi Goswami Maharaj, Prabhupada. When I say his name, my heart melts. Because that's how beautiful he is. That's how powerful He is. That's how wonderful He is. That's how merciful He is. He possesses all the 26 qualities of an enlightened spiritual being. And even though I was truly a crazy fellow, if you ask the devotees who are in the temple when I joined, they will all agree, oh yeah, he was very, that Steve was very crazy boy. But the devotees kindly let me stay in the ashram. They didn't kick me out. They gave me a chance to come out of my craziness and my laziness to actually become a devotee of Krishna. They even recommended me, Vishnu Janaswami even recommended me for initiation. It was amazing. I went from being Steve Bridge to becoming Sankarshan Das. It was the most wonderful experience of my life to be initiated by Srila Prabhupada. Now, instead of identifying as a member of that Bridge family, which was only one out of millions and billions of temporary identities I had had in the cycle of birth and death, now I can identify as Sankarshan Das. Sankarshan is a name for God, which means who attracts all living entities. Sankarshan means attract, and Sankarshan means Sangakarshan, attract everyone. So I'm the servant of that Supreme Lord who attracts everyone. Sometimes Sankarshan is also called the law of gravity because it attracts everything. So I am a servant of that all-attractive Lord who is also known as Krishna. And I have some good news for you in today's turbulent world. When it's getting crazier and crazier every day on this planet, if you read the news, you'll see what I mean. Krishna has a plan. Krishna is going to save the world and bring in a new age of peace and prosperity for everyone in every nation of this planet. So you will become liberated by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra and studying our books which tell the science. And by your coming to this enlightened stage, by your very presence in this world, you will have an uplifting, revolutionary impact on the global consciousness. So, in this way, this movement will spread. One person at a time. Until finally it completely inundates the whole universe. Not only this planet, but the whole universe will be inundated with Krishna consciousness. So perhaps there's some questions. Here's a question.
Yes, after you found the master, it was Gandhi, you hear me?
I'm a little deaf, so you can repeat it in my ear.
Vreau să ne întreb pe domnul profesor că după ce și-a găsit maestrul, a fost o condiție ca să fie în conexiune permanentă, în permanență, în conexiune telepatică, este o condiție necesară aceasta și să-i audă vocea tot timpul?
So she's asking, after you met your spiritual master, did you have to be constantly in some kind of telepathic connection with him?
When one is initiated by a bona fide spiritual master, he actually enters into the heart of the disciple. It's not that you have to have any, it's even higher than telepathic. The moment that I accepted him as my teacher, he actually entered into my heart, where he resides right there in my heart. The disciples reside in the heart of the spiritual master, and the disciple resides in the heart. See, the guru resides in the heart of the disciple, and the disciples reside in the heart of the spiritual master. It's not that you have to do some kind of telepathic exercises to make a connection. It's not necessary. The spiritual master is fully present in the form of transcendental sound vibration. All you have to do is hear. If you hear his words, that's sufficient. Actually, not quite sufficient. You have to hear his words and embrace his words and follow his words. And by this submission to his instructions, you are solidly connected with him for all of eternity. He is present with you. He blesses you, and he guides you from within the heart. But it takes time to fully realize them. It's a matter of how much we are surrendered to his instructions. But as you become mature in your relationship with your spiritual master, you experience his presence more and more within. They asked our spiritual master one time, can you speak to us from within? He said, yes, if your heart is pure. So therefore we have certain regulations that we follow to purify our hearts. We give up illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. Because these four activities make one feverish. They pollute one's consciousness. So we chant the holy names of God regularly, every day. And we avoid these four types of sinful activities. And by doing this, we realize the presence of Krishna and the presence of Guru within our hearts. Does that answer your question? Okay.
Does a very advanced yogi, can he stay in the body of another person?
The yogi is not interested in going to somebody else's body. He's not attracted to the bodies. The most highly advanced yogi is called Bhakti Yogi. And his only desire is to associate with Krishna. He wants to be with Krishna, that's all. He doesn't want to come inside your body. He wants to be with Krishna.
She read this thing in a book.
Yeah, not one of our books. These are lower types of yogis. They're still who have some material desires. A bhakti yogi has no interest in somebody's material body. It's just the love of blood and flesh. Next question.
Read one of our books, one of Krishna Consciousness books.
Huh?
One of the books from Prabhupada.
It was our book?
No, I'm saying, shouldn't she read?
Yes. Wait, where's our book table? We have a book table in the back. Maybe here's one sample. Here's the book I recommend everyone to get. I request everyone, please go home today with the Bhagavad Gita. It'll be the best decision you ever made in your whole life. I hope we have enough copies for everyone, but we're not really selling them, but we ask a donation to cover the printing costs because the printer charges us money. It's not that we're not businessmen here. We're servants of Krishna trying to help you to realize who you are, but we have to pay the printer, so we ask you to give some to cover the printing costs. But everyone, please go home with the Bhagavad Gita today. That is my request. And anybody who gets a Gita today, I will give you a written blessing in your Gita. You bring it forward, and I'll give you a written blessing. So, any other question? This is a very important question he has asked. How do you know that the spiritual master is bona fide? You have to be learned in the scriptures. Because most of the gurus nowadays are not bona fide. So you have to find someone who is in accordance with the Vedic teachings, a bona fide spiritual master. Tasmad gurum prapadyeta jagashu shreya uttamam. It's stated in this way in the Srimad Bhagavatam that anyone who desires real happiness must seek out a bona fide spiritual master and take shelter of him by initiation. And then the description of a bona fide spiritual master is given in the scripture also. He has realized the conclusions of the scriptures by deliberation. And he is thus able to convince others of these conclusions. Such great personalities who have taken complete shelter of the Supreme Godhead, leaving aside all material considerations, are understood to be bona fide spiritual masters. And this is the statement of the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto. So you have to find someone who presents Bhagavad Gita as it is. Who has thoroughly understood the Bhagavad Gita and presents it exactly as it is given by Krishna. Krishna says, surrender to me. So the bona fide guru, he says, surrender to Krishna. If the guru says, oh, Krishna is just a myth, he's not bona fide. Bona fide spiritual master says Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. And you his eternal servant. Now you must surrender to him. And the spiritual master then takes responsibility to guide you how to fully surrender yourself to Krishna. That is a bona fide spiritual master. In our ISKCON movement, we have many spiritual masters now. So you can choose which one you like. But whatever you do, you should take initiation from a bona fide spiritual master. Otherwise, you're flushing your life down the toilet. Any other questions?
What commitment do we make at the moment of initiation?
Initiation, you make a vow to chant at least 16 rounds every day of the Hare Krishna mantra. And to strictly avoid illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. Without deviation for your entire life. That is the commitment that one makes an initiation. And to follow the instructions of the spiritual master. You agree to follow his instructions, you inquire from him, you follow in the footsteps of the previous acharyas under his direction. Do you understand? And do you want to make that commitment? Or do you want to stay in this material birth and death cycle? What's your choice? Are you ready to give your life to Guru and Krishna? The choice is yours. We give you these instructions, and you can do as you like. But as you sow, so shall you reap. Whatever you put in, that's what you get out. If you invest this life in material sense enjoyment, you get another material body. Give your life to Guru and Krishna, you get a spiritual body. That never gets sick, it never gets old, and never dies. It never gets sick, it never gets old, and never dies. So you have to soberly decide which kind of body you want. You want a body that gets sick, old, and dies, or you want one that's eternal, full of bliss and knowledge? It's your choice. You will get what you pay for. It's your choice. Any other questions? Yes.
So she's asking about surrender. Some people understand, when they understand, they hear about surrender, that if they surrender, they lose their identity.
So surrender what?
If they surrender to Guru and Krishna, they will lose their identity.
They lose their identity.
What is the correct...
I see. If I surrender to Krishna, I will lose my identity. That is the fear. Actually, I didn't lose my identity when I surrendered to Krishna. So why someone would think they lost their identity? I still have my brother. I still have my brother, and I give him prasadam. I used to write songs before I became a devotee. I still write songs. But now I write better songs. So I don't see how I lost my identity. I just improved my identity. That's my old name. I still use it when I go to the airport. It's in my passport. I use it in all my business dealings when I deal with business people, you know. But I really like my spiritual name. It's really cool. It's much more interesting than Steve Bridge, you know. Sankarshan Das. Although I kind of like Steve Bridge because Bridge Basi, you see. But actually, you don't lose your identity. You just improve your identity. But actually, I look back at some of the songs I wrote before I became a devotee, and it's embarrassing how horrible they were. I would say that old Steve Bridge, good riddance. I'm glad I got rid of all that ridiculous philosophy I have. So you don't lose your identity. You perfect your identity. Because you have an identity. It's called the real ego. You'll see when you surrender to Krishna, you don't lose anything, you gain everything. Only two things do you lose when you surrender to Krishna. You lose your misery and you lose your ignorance. So therefore I ask you this. Do you love your misery? Your beloved misery, you want to keep it? Misery, I love you. You want to keep your misery? How about your stupidity? You want to keep your stupidity? You see? I mean, who wants to keep their ignorance and their misery? Only a fool would want to keep it.
See?
So you don't lose your identity, you just get rid of your ignorance and your misery when you surrender to Krishna. But actually you're already surrendered to Krishna right now, you just don't know it. Right now you're surrendered to Krishna's material energy. So all we're saying is be surrendered to spiritual energy instead of his material energy. Just like the government, the state may have a university. Is your university a state government? A state university? Yes. Just like here in Timisoara, what's the name of the university?
West University.
There's a state university called West University here, you see. So you can, as a student, you surrender to the university, West University. So there's two kinds of government institutions that you can surrender to, you see. You can surrender to the government university or the government prison. And either way, you're surrendered to the government directions, you see. As a student or as an inmate in the prison. Either way, you're surrendered to the state. So which way do you want to be surrendered? You want to be surrendered as a university student or as an inmate in the prison? So you're already surrendered to Krishna, but you're surrendered to the prison of the material existence, which is his energy, his inferior energy. So why be surrendered to the inferior energy when you can be surrendered to the superior energy? Why be an inmate in the prison when you can be a student in the university, you see? So surrender you cannot avoid. You will be surrendered to Krishna either way. But one should intelligently see, where do I get the best deal? I can get birth, death, old age, and disease, or I can get eternity, knowledge, and bliss. Which should be better for me? Any other question? Yes, sir.
Practica compasiunii și a iubirii față de alte ființe este o cale spre eliberare?
The practice of compassion for other living beings, is it a path of liberation, form of liberation?
Yes. One who is on the pathway of liberation must be compassionate to all living entities. Therefore, we, all of our disciples, have to follow the vow, no meat eating. Eating the cow is not an act of compassion. Eating the cow is an act of cruelty. The cow takes what you cannot eat. The cow takes grass which you cannot eat and transforms it into the most wonderful miracle food. Milk, from which you can get yogurt, ice cream, so many wonderful things you can get from milk. In India, they really know how to do it. They get so many things out of milk. Burfi, rasagula, sandesh, gulab jamuns, the list goes on and on and on, you see. So one who is compassionate, he doesn't kill the cow. He doesn't torture other living beings. You see, a true God-conscious person does not, in the name of God, go around cutting people's heads off or crucifying them. Anyone who loves God will naturally love all of God's children. A God-conscious person will naturally be a very kind-hearted, friendly-to-everyone person. So you will find these devotees of the Hare Krishna movement, they are very kind-hearted people. Naturally they are kind. Because they love Krishna. And they see that every living being is part and parcel of Krishna. Understand? Okay. Next question.
The path of an initiated person, is it difficult to follow?
The initiation vows?
No, the path that an initiated
the
person...
Path?
The path that an initiated person follows.
Is the path the initiated person follows difficult? It's the most easy thing you could ever do in your whole life. Before I got initiated, my life was very, very difficult. I was constantly in anxiety. And after initiation, life is just like a piece of cake. With wonderful icing all over it. I mean, I'm in bliss. I'm blissing heavy. Every day. I'm tasting a lot of nectar every day. And I was so much in anxiety before. I'll give you an example. In one of those songs I wrote before I became a devotee, it went like, I worry about money all the time, alignment. I worry about money all the time, and I don't like to work. I hated working, and I hated being anxiety about money. But now I don't work at all. I don't worry about money at all. Or I work harder than most people work. But to me, it's not work. It's play. And I never have to worry about money. Whatever money I need, Krishna gives me. Next question.
What if somebody changes his mind after getting initiated?
And he's lower than a dog. A dog is faithful to his master. A disciple who gives up his guru is lower than a dog. Well, I think what we'll do is we could do a little kirtan, then we'll have the book table. What we'll do, if there's no more questions, we'll do a short kirtan now, and then everybody can go to the book table and pick up your Bhagavad Gita's. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hande Rama, Hande Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nectar, nectar. Okay, now we'll have the book table of nectar. Everybody get a Bhagavad Gita, and I'll give you a little written blessing.